Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. This is Ephesus Baptist Church. It's God's house, the house He's provided for us to come and to worship and to praise Him. And I ask you all, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. There is a lack of spiritual direction in our nation. I know that statement is not shocking to you, but I wanted to lead off with that remark in our message this morning. We live in a culture which is very biblically illiterate. Many Christians do not know what the Bible teaches, and also many of those who do know don't apply the biblical teachings to their life. Why are actions and behaviors like abortion and homosexuality and fornication and adultery and gambling and alcohol abuse and drug use so acceptable in our society today when Bible-believing Christians perceive them to be sinful? The reason is many Christians do not know the Bible. They have no idea what the Bible teaches regarding the above-mentioned activities and behaviors, so they cannot make a biblical decision as to their opinion regarding this. It has become acceptable in churches, even Ephesus Baptist, for persons, including members, many of whom are leaders, to attend only the 11 a.m. worship service on Sunday. However, attending only the worship service does not provide the time, the study environment, the interaction with others which is needed to study and learn God's Word in depth. God desires us to be thoroughly familiar with His Word. Throughout the Bible, the various authors thereof tell us and stress to us the importance which God places on study of and obedience to His Word. But how can we be obedient to the principles taught in the Bible if we do not know its commands and its teachings? We need to make a commitment to attend Sunday school and Bible study, which we have here on Wednesdays. And I know most of you don't wish to come early on Sunday morning at 9:45 to Sunday school, and you don't wish to come at 6:30 on Wednesday for Bible study. But if you resolve to do so and actually do it, this will attest to your conviction to learn the truth set forth in God's Word. Now, how many of you own a cell phone? I know somebody in the choir does. How many of you own a cell phone? How many of you keep it within reach 24 hours a day? Most of you do. The popularity of cell phones in our culture is the basis of my message today. And such popularity prompts the question, what if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? How would we react in certain situations? If we forgot our Bible when we left home, we would turn around and go back and retrieve it. Our cell phones have become our connection with the world. If you do not have your cell phone with you, no one can contact you and you cannot contact anyone. Connie had to go to see her surgeon on Friday for a checkup. And we got about a mile and a half, 2 miles away and from the house, and she said, I did not get my cell phone. I didn't even ask the question. I turned around and went back and we got the cell phone. How agonizing is it to us, the thought of being disconnected by not having a cell phone? An average American teenager sends 50 text messages a day. And in June of 2012, 75 billion text messages were sent by cell phone users. That's 2.5 billion text messages a day. And that's much less than the number of cell phone calls that are made each day. These statistics indicate how indispensable and valuable our cell phones have become to us in our culture. If you left your cell phone at home, I believe you, like Connie and I did, would turn around and go back and get it if you remembered it not too far away. But what if your Bible was that important to you? What if the information in your Bible was so valuable that you would turn around and go back home and retrieve it if you left it there? I want us to look at our text, which is one verse that comes from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 4, and see what the Bible says about the importance of our Bible to us. Yeah, I had that. I was going to use it as an example. See, the Bible is more important. It knocked the cell phone off of the pulpit. Follow along in your Bibles, please, as I read Romans 15, verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we may have hope. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that we may, through endurance and encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May God add His blessing to the reading, hearing, and studying of His Word. Just how valuable is God's Word in your life? Do you ever pick up the Bible and read it, not as a part of your assignment for Sunday school or if you go to Bible study, but do you just pick it up and read it? Is it relevant for our culture today, do you think, or do you just think it's old-fashioned and out of date? What if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? We would periodically upgrade and trade our Bibles for a newer one, or at least look at the different versions which are in print today. Technology changes so quickly that we upgrade our cell phones to keep up with the times. And in regard to God's Word, we know that the truth contained therein never changes. Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew, I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. We are blessed today with Bible studies, scholars who dedicate their lives to translating the Bible into modern languages from around the world. And these translations often make them more easily understood and easier to read. Now, most of you, probably like me, are holding on to your older version of the Bible because you like the poetic way things are written, or you have grown up with that version and are very familiar with it. But I tell you, you need to look at some of the different translations to get a feel for how scholars are interpreting the Bible today. I know a pastor in Nottoway County that was called to a small church of about 25, And one of the conditions that he placed in his accepting that call was that no member or attendee would come to that church without the King James Version of the Bible. Now, you know, that's all right to have his preference, but there's nothing special about the King James Version other than it was the first authorized to be translated by one of the rulers of the then modern world. So we need to look at God's Word from different perspectives. It's never out of date. It's never out of touch with our culture. It's meant to be read and understood to yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And if looking at different versions can keep us up to date and give us a different perspective, then let's give a look to it. What if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? We would charge our battery, our Bible battery, every evening so we would be ready for the next day. The first thing I do when I get home from work is take this out of the holder, and this happens to fit in slide into a holder, a charger. Connie's, you plug into a charger. But regardless, we take time and remember to plug it into a charger so we'll be ready the next day. As I stated from this pulpit before, we need to develop the discipline of praying and reading God's Word every day. This type of conduct will spiritually charge us for a new day. We'll have that battery Bible charge up, and we'll read and learn God's Word and be ready to take it with us wherever we go and to be able to tell others what it says. What if we treated our Bibles like we treat our cell phones? We would be so familiar with the Bible, we could use it well. Most of us are extremely familiar with our cell phones because we use them so often. If we used our Bible more, obviously we would be more familiar with it too. Christians should know how to navigate through the Bible. What if we treated our Bibles like we treat our cell phones? We would buy a protective case for our Bible and keep it in reach to protect it. Connie has hers in a case and she leaves it in the case all the time. Most of us, I have a protective cover that I put my Bible in when the elements threaten to damage it. If it's raining or looks like it's going to rain, I put it in something to protect it. Some Christians do this in order not to have their Bible damaged as opposed to leaving it at home, just like our cell phones. What if we treated our Bibles like we treat our cell phones? We would have a family share plan, probably, so we could share our minutes with those we love. Connie and I are on Verizon, and we have a cell a share plan which does not use our minutes when we call someone else who is on Verizon. All of our children are on Verizon, and most of our friends are on Verizon. And she and I share minutes. It's not 50-50, but we share those minutes each month. It would be great if we would share with each other what we learn from God's Word each day. Exchanging ideas with families and friends about what we read and study in the Bible would be such well-spent time. What if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? We would not settle for using someone else's Bible instead of having our own. We would not consider using someone else's cell phone unless it was an emergency. We want our own. Even the 10, 11, 12-year-old kids in the family, they want their own cell phone. We personalize them, make them fit our individual needs. We have apps put on them which involve things that interest us. It would be great if we would personalize our Bibles in such a way. We should have our Bibles, our own Bible, and personalize it to meet our personal needs. Connie, and I know some of you others, I've seen you, highlight passages in their Bibles which speak to them in a special way. They make notes when they go to Bible study. They make notes regarding certain sermons and points they hear. But they use that Bible. They personalize it. It's their own. They don't just borrow someone else's or just take one out of the pew rack and read it and put it back. What if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? We would tell others how happy we are with our carrier. When we're happy with our cell phone service, we tell our family and friends about our carrier. And Christians depend on Jesus as their carrier. 1 John tells us that when we sin, we pray to God and Jesus speaks to the Father in our defense, and He carries our prayers and is our advocate before God. What a great carrier we have, and we should tell others about Him. What if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? We would tell others if our plan is good or great. Most cell phone users love to tell about their service if it's good. Some love to tell you about it if it's bad, and I can appreciate that, and I thank them for it. But Christians should be telling friends about their plan of salvation. We have the greatest news in the world to transmit, to tell others, and we should not keep it to ourselves. Jesus wants us to share the light with others. We need to tell people the good news of salvation that's available through Him. John 3:16 should always be on our lips. We should know the plan of God's salvation. We should be able to find scripture verses that tell us and others about that plan. We should be able to recite from memory some of those verses, and we should be able to lead others to be saved because we share that plan. What if we treated our Bibles like we treated our cell phones? We could use customer support 24/7 for questions and concerns. One of the benefits of a cell phone, sometimes, depending upon if you get somebody that you can't understand, but one of the benefits of a cell phone is a customer support system. You can call up, talk to professionals who can tell you just about anything you want to know about your cell phone and answer all your questions about the service that's provided. Well, guess what? We have direct access to God 24/7. He's always not only willing, but He's glad to hear from us whenever we call upon Him in prayer. He's not too frustrated because He's dealt with other, quote, customers, quote. He's not too tired because He's had a long day. He doesn't get short with you when He talks to you and responds to you. He's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, I hope you've appreciated the correlation between your cell phone and your Bible. If you used your Bible, if we all did, used our Bibles like we did our cell phones, God would be so pleased with each and every one of us. And the question is, are you pleasing God today? You need to be, and you can be. If you are saved this morning but are disconnected from God, then you need to reconnect by praying to God right now as we sing our hymn of invitation. He will hear your prayer if you repent and turn to Him in faith. If you do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, if you have not accepted the plan of salvation that's offered, that it's so simple to do, you just need to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead. Repent of your sins and ask for forgiveness of your sins. And we invite you to do that, to come and make a public profession of that belief in Jesus as we sing our hymn of invitation, number 285, Wherever He Leads.